about the Civil Service Commission hearings or your involvement in that. It's actually about the payments made to you by the district while you were at those hearings.
The payments.
Right, the school district.
You talking about my check? I took vacation days the days the hearings happened.
Right. Well, here's what the records don't reflect that. What the district is giving me is that on your paycheck on September 15th,
yes, sir.
It reflects one day of personal day off, paid personal day off, and one vacation day.
Yes, sir.
Okay. On your payment on October 15th, which is after the hearing ended, okay, it has no days of vacation or personal time off. Now, I submitted FOI requests for your records starting on November 2nd. And they started to give me stuff. Of course, they didn't really give me what I asked for. They were, frankly, hiding. So, on November 7th, I submitted another request for the leave days, okay? And those for the specific dates that you took off or that you were at the hearing. There were specific dates for those hearings.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Those records show that the 2 days that you got that were on your 915 check, they show those days as posted. There are no other records posted for those days. And so after that, so then on the check you got on 11-14, all of a sudden after the fact, there are 5 vacation days on that check.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that, Jimmy. I know you probably have to talk to our finance guy, because I do know sometimes they'll go without, like, you'll submit them, because I've done that before. I'll submit stuff and tell people I'm going, or somebody will submit to me because there's a guy that works for me, and it might not get approved. You know, I might tell that guy, go ahead and go, but I actually might not approve it until a couple days down the line, and it might show up on something else. But as far as taking those days, I know all those days were taken, because I even made sure during the hearing that Ms. Lisa sent me an email with all the dates, just to make sure I didn't get any dates wrong. Ms. Lisa from the city.
Right, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, the policy states that that vacation days shall be obtained by submitting a request to the employee's immediate supervisor and superintendent. On the leave days, okay, hold on, let me pull that up, must make a written request to the supervisor at least 24 hours prior to the time of the requested leave. Are you telling me you made those requests to your supervisor well before, the personal day 24 hours prior to that time, or the vacation days when you were actually doing it, because that's not reflected on your payments?
Well, what I'm saying is we didn't know how long that we were going to be in those, so I would tell them that, hey, I didn't know if it was going to be an hour, 2 hours, or the whole day in some cases. So I just told them, and they say anything that you did for the civil service, when I asked, you put in for vacation days, and that's what I did.
Okay, because at the civil service hearings, they made clear that the hearings were going to go from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each time.
Yeah, but in some cases, they would say to you, you know, like, well, one day I think we ended earlier, we I didn't ever know if I got called away. You know, if we had something big happen at school, I could have got called away from there. So, we made sure that everything was, that was taken. Once I, you know, knew that day, if I was there the whole day, I would take the whole day as vacation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, are you saying that you put in for those vacation days before you took them?
Before I took those days?
Yes.
No, sir, I did not.
Well, the policy requires that you do that.
Well, I told my folks what I were doing. I totally understand what you're saying, but I told my supervisor, you know, what I was doing in those days.
Did you request vacation days after you took them? Because that's what it sounds like.
No, I would tell them when they knew when I was going that I was on vacation day. So if I would always let them know up front, hey, I'm going to be at that hearing, because we had a big gap in there too, of days that we were having. So I would tell them that, hey, you know, we've got a gap here, so I'm not going to go back to the hearing. And once we get everything back and I know, you know, what it is. So that's what we did.
Okay. Hang with me just a second.
They knew when I was at the hearing that I was taking a vacation day.
Okay, but you didn't submit a request for vacation day, which is required by policy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not every time before I left, I would hate to say I did and I didn't, but not every time I left. I just made sure everything was up, you know, according, because I had already asked them and told them, is that what we need to do? And they said yes.
Okay. Asked who?
Well, I talked to my supervisor, Dr. Ashley. I also talked to Shasta, and then I also talked to Dr. Lasker, all three, just to let them know what I was doing.
Okay.
To make sure that, I didn't know, you know, back in the day, you used to get stuff like, you might have to take a special day for something like that. I don't know if it was jury duty or whatever it was. But they said, no, we don't have that kind of stuff, so you just have to take, regular vacation days.
Right, or you have 2 days each year of personal time off.
Yeah, I think you got, they got personal time too, and I think I ended up taking one of those.
You did. Well, one of them is, back on your check on the 9/15, you had 1 day for personal time off, which requires a submission request and approval before you do that. The thing is, on all these meeting dates at the hearing, they were established because, if you remember, y'all would conference and plan out these hearing dates. And the attorneys and everybody would come up and see, are you free on this date? And then in the hearing, it was announced when those decisions would be made. Hey, we're going to meet on this day and this day. Well ahead when you missed.
Well, and like I said, I just made sure that once everything got done, that we made sure that my vacation days were taken like they should have been done.
Do you remember when you submitted your request, your official request for vacation days?
I couldn't tell you that because it staggered. It wasn't all at one time, so I couldn't tell you exactly. It staggered.
It was after November 2nd, though, right?
After November 2nd. No, you talking about for all those days? No, sir.
I'm talking about the last 5 days taken, the 5 days of vacation that you got on your check on 11/14. Was it after November 2nd when you put that request in for those vacations?
Oh, I couldn't. Yeah, no, sir. I could not tell you exactly that when that was done. I do not know that answer.
But those requests, when you put those requests in, did you do them by email?
You do it. Of course, I tell the people that I'm taking off and I won't be there. And then you, there's a system, and I would lie to you if I told you the name of the system.
Right.
I don't know the name of it, but you put your time, you put your time in there.
Okay. And that's what I'm saying. But you also have to do a request, according to policy.
What? That is the request. If I'm saying that right.
admit there's a submission that you put your time in online that you were just talking about.
Yeah, you type in your time. You type in the days that you are off. The days that you are off, whether it be sick, vacation, one of those personal days. I think even FMLA is attached to that somehow, some way. You type in there what that is.
And you do that for each paper.
I don't take off that much, so I couldn't tell you the answer to that.
Let me try to put it in a some way, because I know this all gets confusing. It really does. So if you're submitting your time for a pay period,
yeah,
for a pay period, right? And that's what they pay you off of. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So if you say, hey, on this pay period, I took 4 vacation days. Okay. Then on that pay period, they're going to reflect 4 vacation days. Right.
Yeah, they'll reflect the vacation days in that. Did you get my check stubs or did you get a report?
No, I got the. It took me a while to get it because they kept him on around, but I finally got the payment details, the pay details on the check stubs. So what I'm saying is, when you submit your to get paid for a pay period, you submit your time.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So when you submitted your time for the pay period, for the paycheck that you got on October 15th, during that period, you were on the Civil Service Commission. So you would have submitted your time, you would have submitted those vacation days for that pay period, right?
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out, and you'll have to educate me on this. Does it make a difference since we're taking time that we've already accumulated and established? Because neither way, one shape or form, would I would have ever went without pay because of the amount of time I've got accumulated.
Well, what it is, if you're going to take vacation time for a pay period, and you take vacation time for that pay period, you are to submit that vacation time for that pay period. In that pay period, on the check that you got from 10/15, there are no vacation days reflected, yet you were at the Civil Service Commission during that time period.
Okay.
So,
I'll have to check with them and see, because, like I said, you know, we once that bill got said and done, you know, we wanted to make sure that everything was, and that's why I said periodically during that time when I would do, you know, those checks and to make sure, but I never.
Let me ask you this, and so during that pay period, obviously you didn't submit any vacation days, okay?
Well, I would have to go back and check, because if it's saying posted, then...
No, it's not saying posted. It's saying unposted.
Okay. I'll be fair to you this way. Without being able to... I'm actually driving back from church.
Sure.
Without being able to say anything...
No, I get it.
Yeah.
But my question is, I guess it's pretty simple. When you take off during a pay period, you submit that up for, when you turn that time, when you get online and type in your time for the pay period, and that's what they pay you off of on that pay period, that's when you submit, hey, during this pay period, I took days of vacation. Here's how many I took, right?
Okay, I got it.
weren't at work.
Because I had to get the exact date, because I wanted to make sure the exact dates were put in there. So, yeah, let me get that to that I'm, I guess we can say comparing apples to apples, I guess, if that's a good statement.
Yeah, I'll email
okay.
you.
Okay, yeah, if you don't mind doing that.
And then, how about this? After I email them to you, do you have time later this afternoon, this evening, to look over and then talk back to me?
Yeah, I'll look today because we're getting all ready for, Thanksgiving and stuff. We're off next week. So yeah. I will,
I want to give you an opportunity because I'm writing this article.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get the article out. So I want to give you the opportunity before I put the article out because, according to the records, you got paid to be at the Civil Service Commission meeting without taking any vacation days until after the fact.
Okay. Well, yeah, let me check on that because I'll definitely make sure I check on that.
Okay. And that's the reason I want to give you opportunity before I get this article out.
And I appreciate